Wakey, wakey, Central Coast. It's 2GO's Mandy and Akmal for breakfast.
Oh, morning.
Morning, Captain.
Morning, how are you?
Morning, Edith. Morning, Mr. Mellish.
How are we, team?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Excellent.
Thank God we don't live in England, huh?
Mm.
England, right? If we lived in England right now, it'd be miserable and cold.
Raining.
We'd all have the flu.
Yeah.
And we'll be saying, oh, looks like rain again.
Have a cup of tea.
Oh, cup of tea. Avoid the rain.
Six hours of daylight in the day.
Oh, you know what? When I lived there, I remember that. Mm. You would leave for work in the dark. You would get home from work in the dark.
Oh,
it was depressing.
They're in the dark.
They're
still living in the dark ages. That's what they are. Lucky. It's funny that you know, back 200 years ago, they used to send their worst criminals to, you know,
to the
Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, look, it is good to
people,
be here.
People were stealing bread just to get here for free.
Exactly.
You know, the whipping wasn't too good. You know, the cat of nine.
You could get through the whipping. It was all sunshine.
Yeah. Nine cats they used.
Mm.
Nine cats. They used to tie the tail together and then they used to whip you with the cat.
Mm.
And then the cat would...
You're rambling already, and it's the first time we're talking.
It's the cat on nine tails.
Yes.
You've heard of that.
I have.
Yeah, correct. I remember being a kid going to Old City Town, seeing the
Old
cat
City
on nine
Town.
Tails.
Yeah, exactly. That's
and
where they reenacted.
The cats were there, right?
There were nine cats, and they hit the guy with nine cats.
Huh?
Akmal, you are correct.
Thank you.
You are 100%
thank
correct.
Thank you, Michael.
Welcome to
You're
the show.
Historical.
Welcome to the chaos.
No, it's a...
Jump aboard the chaos train.
Wing you.
If you could listen in on the convicts' days right now, you'd hear.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, yesterday's show, caught up with Mitch Garling, local comedian here on the Central Coast.
We've got the lovely Mitch Garling, our local comedian here in the studio with us, and it's great to have you in here. We were
Thanks
just
guys.
Talking about a woman in the States who's going to name her child Squire Sebastian Senator.
Mm. See, this is why we have condoms and the pill for people like that.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah, that's a bit, I mean, a bit upset that you used my wife's Facebook announcement there, Squire
no,
Senator
you are
something
having a baby,
or other.
And it is a... It's a baby countdown. We love a baby countdown
that's
on this
it,
show. We love
it.
We love it. When
did
are you
the
due?
Baby record? That's a real baby.
That's a real baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the baby countdown bit?
We had to bring him in into the studio.
Mm.
We
tortured it.
He works cheaply.
What a helpful baby. Mm.
But, when are you due?
March. End of March. We're having a little girl.
Oh, you found that out? And have you got names?
I'm not sure if I was supposed to say that.
Oh, wow.
But,
okay, well, you've done
whatever.
It now.
You know, we've done it now. That's right. Mum, we're having a girl. No, mum knew. So we're having a little girl. We're talking some names. We've got names, but...
What do you got? What is it?
Oh, there's a few.
What's on the list?
There's a few on the list. I won't say the leaderboard because I'll probably get in trouble
you will.
On that one.
Don't do that.
To get the leaderboard... We like to throw them out to Lou's family, my wife, and also out to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want, like, my mum reacts. My mum doesn't really have a filter, is essentially what I'm trying to say. So she reacts quite badly without realizing that she's reacted badly.
Oh, yes.
So if you say, oh, mum, we're thinking Charlotte, she'd go, Charlotte, no! And, like, lose her mind.
Mm.
So what I've done now, I've started playing games with mum.
Oh, yes.
is what I do is I'll say, oh, mum, one of the guys at work just had a little girl and they've called it Kate just to test her.
Yeah, just to...
Yeah. Kate, no! Oh,
okay, that's my
Kate.
Wife's name.
Sorry, is
yeah,
it?
No, yeah, yeah, she won't get on with your mum. What's your mum's name?
Judith.
Judith.
So it's pretty old school.
Pretty old. Good, nice name.
Anyway, have you thrown out a funny one to her?
No, I haven't as yet, but I thought that maybe in the next couple of weeks I might see if I can get some recording of Judith.
Oh, yes. Losing it?
Absolutely losing it at some names.
Go and tell her that you want to call your baby Sebastian, what was it? Sebastian Senator something?
Sebastian Senator Squire or whatever
Squire,
it was. And it
yeah.
is a girl still. So we'll have some fun with that, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Well, you should give her an Arabic name. Arabs are very popular at the moment.
What was the one before?
Fatima or...
What was the one before?
Mabul Zahiri.
Mabul Zahiri.
Mabul Zahiri is a real person. He's one of my good friends. His first name is Mabul and his second name is Zahiri. And he went through maybe a decade of ridicule and now he's called Craig.
Right. I thought it was Peter.
Peter.
Wow, let's go with...
You're just making it up.
No. He hasn't actually changed his name. He hasn't changed him. He calls himself Sam sometimes.
Yeah.
He's kept it. He's
so did you have a gender reveal party? Because these things are in the news at the moment and everyone's losing their minds over the gender reveal party.
Yeah, no burnouts.
No burnouts for you?
No pinatas or anything like that.
No.
To be honest, everything's happening so quickly that we've kind of forgotten.
Forgot you're having a baby?
Forgot I had a baby. I mean, I noticed the bump, obviously, on my wife. I was like,
you thought it was
about?
Just gas.
But yeah, she had a huge lunch. Good on you. But no, just, I guess things, like even just before on the radio, I said, oh, we're having a girl. And then was like, I don't know, I was supposed to say that.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure who knows. Yeah. I can't remember who knows and who doesn't.
Man, you've got to get a grip here, Mitch.
Look, people make a big deal out of it. You know, say, oh, what did you have? And you say, well, it's either going to be a boy or a girl. The options aren't that, you know.
No. That's it. I mean, my mum rang me the other day, absolutely upset. She put some girl clothes on my wife's Facebook wall.
Oh yeah.
And was like, I've stuffed up. I'm so sorry. Like, what have I done? I've told everyone it's a girl. And it's like, oh, we haven't told anyone yet. So I wouldn't. Don't even stress. So she's fine now.
Why do you feel you have to keep that a secret? I mean,
I don't know. It's just I guess it's just part of that rigmarole.
It's like you
have to do it.
It's like you're opening a present.
Exactly.
It's a surprise. You should wrap her up in Christmas.
And act surprised.
Now, Mitch, you got a gig happening soon?
I certainly do. I'm doing the Iron Mike Comedy Christmas show.
Now, this is tomorrow night at the Gosford Sailing Club, which is a great venue for comedy. They've been supporting comedy on the coast for a long time. 8 p.m. I highly recommend everyone get down there.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of you doing a few little bits and pieces.
That's correct. Yeah, I'll be hosting.
Nice.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Do you want
I just live up the road, but that's okay. It's all right.
He feels left out, Mitch.
Okay. I've left a spot.
I'm a comedian, aren't you?
Akmal.
Akmal is my name. Yeah, thank God you said Akmal.
Oh, I thought you were Carl Barron.
Ando. I'm Ando.
Well, do you want to go along, mate?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You want to come along?
If you'll have me.
Mate, 100%. I'll call one of the young kids and tell them they're bumped.
Yeah, just bump them off.
No, not at all. There's definitely room for
them. Have them whacked.
Always.
will you get up and do a little bit?
Will you do a top five tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Well, there you go.
I love getting up because, you know, it's the only time where people actually listen to me.
And I mean, you've been doing radio for a bit, so it's nice to get like an immediate reaction.
That's right.
From people.
Do you know what? I think he struggles because he doesn't get the audience reaction from me and Widow, and he's constantly saying how
hard it is to get a laugh in this room.
Oh well,
they're the toughest audience ever. It's like they're a bunch of Germans, backpackers or something.
I've opened something up there.
Yeah.
No, he hurts. So he will be now at the comedy, the Iron Mike Comedy Christmas Gosford Sailing Club show tomorrow night at 8 p.m. too. So, and I imagine that it will probably sell out now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'll chuck it on the old Facebook this afternoon. And Mitch Garley.
And if it doesn't sell out now, it's going to be my fault.
Exactly, Sally.
I'm going to be the one bumped.
Yes. Either way, you're to blame.
Mr. Garling, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
There's a great story coming out of India, and it's going viral, the video of a driver who is a delivery driver for the company Zomato. Have you heard of Zomato?
Oh, Zomato, yeah.
Zomato's like, it's a bit like Uber Eats. They deliver food, you can order it online.
Except it's Indian.
Yep, that's right. Wow. But the reason the video is going viral is because he's on a bike with his little like esky bag thing on the back of on the bike.
Yes.
He pulls over. Someone videos him unzipping the bag, getting the food out of the bag, unsealing it, like taking the little tag off, unsealing it, getting the food out, eating somebody's food, like some of it, not all of it.
Not all of it, because that would be sus.
That would be sus.
Is the food gone?
Exactly.
He's got like bits of curry on his face.
Well, he reseals it.
I don't know where it is gone. I swear it was full when I first got here.
So he reseals it though, but he goes to such lengths to reseal it where he's got the little, he's got an extra lot of those tags that you use to seal it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he wipes the plastic spoon with a serviette and puts it back into the thing and then goes and delivers it.
Look, I don't have a problem with that. You know, there's enough to go around.
He got the sack.
Got the sack.
They've got zero tolerance for food tampering.
Oh.
Food tampering, my friend.
Food tampering. What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, people are just so precious about their food tampering. Oh, he put my spoon in his mouth. So what?
Mm.
I'm sure that person who made the complaint has put his mouth in worse things.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we don't know, but we can safely assume.
Well, he's probably kissed a few people.
I think it depends on the food, though. Like, do you remember that guy a couple of weeks ago, the chip? The guy that was doing
Uber Eats? Chips.
He had a couple of chips.
Yeah, so that's
if someone
had
a couple of chips, it's fine.
That's fine. So you'd be tempted if you were one of these delivery drivers, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But if you get a pizza and there's like a bite out of it or a slice missing like that.
Yeah. And you could say, it wasn't me. But your teeth marks match exactly.
Yeah, we're going to
take it. Take the forensics.
Yeah.
Look, these, you know, the teeth that's gone through the cabanossi there.
Mm.
Cabanossi, is that?
Well, maybe. Mm. Yeah. Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
I think that's right.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but if I was delivering food and I was hungry,
You would. I know you would.
I probably would.
He so totally would.
I definitely would.
But you'd flick the cabanossi off because you're a vegan.
I wouldn't eat meat, but you know, but I'd flick it off and say, "What happened to my cabanossi? It's not good for you anyway, mate. Don't eat the cabanossi. I did it as a favour to you."
Agma would just veganise all the food that he delivered, like take all the meat out.
Two
GOs, Mandy and Akmal, on the air right now. So this is my worst nightmare.
You looked at me when you said that.
Well, yeah, you are.
is that it?
Yeah, you
is there anything more to that?
No, there's something happening in China that is just, So they produce 25,000 tons of rubbish every day in China. That's a huge amount of waste.
25,000 tons
a day.
It's not as much as you think. There's a billion people.
Well, that's true, but the landfill can't handle any more rubbish. So they're trying to find different ways to like get rid of their rubbish. Mm-hmm. So what they've done is they've started these cockroach farms. This is just going to make me itchy. Even talking about it now is making me feel itchy.
Oh, yeah. So maybe you just got nits.
No,
I mean, you know, you should look
sure
into
I don't
that.
Have
well,
nits.
You don't know. You don't know.
Billions of cockroaches are being farmed in these places where they drop off the food scraps and the rubbish and the cockroaches eat the rubbish.
Yeah.
And then the cockroaches that are like dead when they're finished.
When they've finished life.
When they've finished life, the dead cockroaches are made into foods and protein sources for pigs and livestock.
Okay.
This is just gross from beginning to end. I mean, it's great that they're trying to get rid of, you know,
the
waste.
Recycling.
And
the pigs love the cockroaches and people love pigs.
So we're eating rubbish. If we eat a pig that's eating a cockroach that's eating the rubbish.
Look, Amanda, if you're eating a pig these days, it's rubbish anyway.
Okay.
You know, because pigs eat rubbish.
Well, you know? I think they eat grain and stuff.
No,
they
eat anything.
Right.
They'll eat a can of, you know.
I think you're thinking of a goat.
No.
Like a goat will eat anything.
No, pigs will eat anything. That's why they're called your pig.
Okay.
You know, that's why Jews and Muslims
don't eat them.
Don't eat pigs.
Because they're unclean.
They're not allowed to.
Yeah.
That God said.
But the thing is, right, if all of these billions of cockroaches escaped these facilities, the whole place would be overrun with cockroaches. It would be a catastrophe.
Yeah, but you know, they can't really do much. They can't
operate. Spread disease and they can crawl into your house, into your bed and make you itchy.
But they can't operate weapons or, you know, take over a town. Really. You know, if you've got a good thong, you can take care of a cockroach.
Well, you need bloody big thong to take
care of
billions of cockroaches.
Well, that's what they're doing in China. They're building the big thong. gigantic thong. Bring the kids these school holidays to the big thong.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
It's word of the week. It's word of the week. With Mandy's mum, Jan Gould. She's so cute, she's totes adorbs. It's word of the week.
Hello, Mum.
Hi, Mum.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
How you We're doing? Good. You know, Jan, I was thinking we should adopt Amanda out to different parents.
Why?
Well, she's just cramping our style, you know. Like, I need a bit more nurturing from you and... You know, there's only so much love to go around, and there's a family in Uganda who want to adopt her. And how was your week?
Don't ask me about last night.
Well, what happened last night?
Oh. Well, the wind, it was so strong. I've been awake all night.
Oh.
It's been blowing the shutters and blowing the blinds, the fence, the gate. Oh, I feel a wreck.
Well, it's a good job you weren't outside because it would have blown you over. You're so tiny.
Definitely.
Now, we know that you are a wordsmith and know lots and lots of words.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we'll soon find out.
Akmal wants to test you.
This is a word I learned recently.
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
Bombast.
Oh, yes, bombast. You can say somebody is bombastic.
Yes.
It means they're pretty showy-offy. They're pretty, they think they know it all.
You are so good.
So
yes.
If you're bombastic, oh, you're a bit showy-offy.
There's
you're
a song. There's a guy, Mr. Bombastic. Bombastic. That's why I looked it up. Because I was listening
a
to that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Bombastic. Fantastic. Is bombastic the same as supercilious?
No, supercilious is more, you're a bit sort of toffee nosed with it as well.
How do you have such a good brain? You obviously didn't do drugs when you were young.
No, definitely.
Definitely not. You've got 100% so far.
Yeah.
And not just today. You've got 100%. Yeah. Okay, this is the third word. Okay, it's truncate.
Oh, when something is truncated. Mm-hmm. Isn't it diverted?
I'll give you a clue.
Diverted or shortened or something.
I got truncated when I was a baby because of our religion.
Oh, yes, you did, didn't you? When I read your book.
That's yeah. You know so much about
that
me.
That book.
Yes.
It's forever etched in my mind.
You're I'm scarred, Mum.
I'm sorry about
scarred.
That. I'm sorry. You should have done the drugs after all.
So truncate means to cut short, is it? To cut off or to cut short?
To trim.
To trim.
How did you get such a wide vocabulary?
Don't forget, Akmal, I had an advantage because I could already speak English when I came.
Yes.
This is your second language, Akmal.
It's my second language,
and it's the same with Alfie. Mm. English was not his first language. He often doesn't know the meaning. He knows how to say them.
Alfie is your Dutch husband.
He is.
Do you speak Dutch?
Oh, no. I know a couple of nice words. Tot ziens is nice.
Tot ziens, yeah.
And dankjewel. Well, I know Alsjeblieft. Alfie means please. Yeah. And lekker means nice.
Lekker's nice.
That's lekker. And then our great favourite of all time, the doodlesack in the Hans Kuhne car show.
That sounds good.
It means the bagpipes in the glove box of the car.
Of course, as they usually are.
Yeah, as they usually are.
So doodlesack is bagpipes.
Bagpipes, yeah.
Doodlesack. Yes, it sounds like...
Don't say it.
Don't say what it sounds like.
Now, okay, well, you've got a perfect record, Jan. And
thank you.
And I think we're going to challenge you next week.
Guess what? Next week is your last week and Mum...
Don't tell him.
Okay.
What?
Mum's got a surprise for you next week.
Really?
Yeah, because it's your last week. What am I going to do when I haven't got you ringing me up?
Well, they've got another dark guy who looks a bit like me, but younger and better looking.
Oh, well, that'll do then.
Yeah.
We will chat to you next week.
Okie dokie, darlings.
Bye,
Mum.
Have
a good day.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and
Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Speaking of people who can't leave, the police in Germany are very tough.
Mm.
You'd have to. They've got a history of being tough, you know. And this is funny.
Very disciplined country, really, in a lot of ways. A lot of the people there are very disciplined about
Disciplined people, that's right. Mm. You know, like comedy in Germany is very disciplined. You do it and then you must laugh now. Stop laughing. Laugh and nobody gets hurt. Is the motto at the Comedy Store in Berlin.
Yeah, good.
I don't know if that's actually true. But look, this story is right out of The Simpsons. You know, but except it's real life.
Mm.
A full squad team of 15, police officers with helmets and riot gear broke into this woman's house and thinking that it was a terrorist's place.
Mm.
And they busted the door with machine guns at the ready at this woman's face.
Oh, my God.
And she was just an 88-year-old woman having a cup of tea. Right, and she was surrounded, and then they laughed because they realized that they got the wrong number.
Mm.
Can you believe that?
That's unreal.
That's Chief Wiggum out of The Simpsons, right? that is. But you know, I mean, she would have. I'm surprised she didn't die.
But you said a squat team instead of SWAT team, I just imagined these guys coming in and going, "Get down and give me four squats, guys.
Yeah.
Get down and give me six."
It was a SWAT team, and they actually threw in a stun grenade.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was full on.
How terrifying.
Yeah, then it was just one poor old woman. And, you know, she survived, though. She lived.
That's
insane. Yeah, we can all laugh now.
Yeah.
It's funny now.
Yeah.
But a similar thing happened to a friend of mine. I can't mention his name. Gary Eck, for example. It could be Gary Eck. I'm not sure if it's Gary Eck or not, but it could be Gary Eck. It is Gary Eck.
I've got a feeling it's Gary Eck.
It's Gary Eck. Right? Gary Eck's a comedian friend of mine. If you don't know him, he's quite well known. And he was traveling when we were young, when he was in his 20s. He traveled to Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
and he was in a he decided to splurge and go on a, you know, because he was staying in youth hostels where all the other, you know.
Yeah, the cheap backpackers.
The cheap backpack. And he thought, I'll splurge and I'll get a private room. Mm. You know, I just need to rest. It's my first day in Istanbul.
Yep.
And he got a room and he's sitting there and he's he wanted to, this is true, right? I don't, you know, I swear to you, this happened, and probably will hate me for telling people this, but he was relaxing, mm-hmm. You know, in his bed, mm-hmm. you know.
Just, was he relaxing in a way that men like to relax?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He was comforting himself in that thing, you know, with his favorite toy.
Yeah.
You know, it's it helps men go to sleep.
Yes,
I know. If you're having trouble, if you're jet lagged, that's a really good solution.
Excellent.
Forget the pills.
Yeah.
Just, you know, self-love. Just
self-love.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so he was sort of halfway into this
adventure.
Adventure.
Mm.
When these SWAT team just broke in.
No way.
Yeah, they were looking for a terrorist, and there's like 15 of them come in.
Oh, no.
and they point the gun at him.
And
the first thing he thought was, is it illegal in this country to do this? and they're pointing the machine guns at him, and he put his hands up and he had to get out, you know, get up, and he's completely naked.
Oh no.
And then he goes, no, I'm Australian, and they, this is passport.
Oh my God.
So they looked at his passport and then they looked at each other and started laughing.
Oh,
they just started laughing. And then they walked out.
And they just left him.
They just left him. No apology, no nothing. Just left him, shut the door, and then that put him off. He couldn't, he wasn't in the mood anymore.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Let's go to Germany. Now, in Germany, something happened that I think would be a lot of people's dream.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me of Willy Wonka.
Come with me and you'll be.
Yes. This is, are you a big fan of chocolate, Widow?
I like some chocolate. I'm not one of those people that'll eat lots of chocolate, no.
No, because it doesn't have meat in it. What if it was scented by
bacon-covered, like chocolate-covered bacon?
I actually, on Valentine's Day a couple of years ago, I got bacon roses that were dipped in chocolate.
Oh my God, really?
So I have had that.
Did you eat them?
Yeah, it's actually really quite good. It's chocolate. Salty, wow. And chocolate and
okay.
Bacon and, yeah.
I try it once.
Chocolate on the outside. Pig on the inside.
That's right. Well, this is almost like a scene out of Willy Wonka, a German factory, a chocolate factory.
Mm.
Something went wrong and some chocolate ended up flowing out of the factory.
Mm.
And it just formed. You should see the picture. It's remarkable. The whole chocolate.
It's like a river of chocolate.
It's like a ton of chocolate just actually flowed right out of the factory. And it's like a river,
yes.
All thick.
Mm.
And I was thinking, amazing. Imagine being there. Like, wouldn't you want to just... Like, lick it. Like, get down on your hands and knees lick the road.
Can I give you some advice?
Mm.
Make sure it's chocolate first.
Yeah, good.
Because
good
it could
point.
Be, you know.
Could be something else.
It could be something else.
But
you know?
What happened was it solidified on the road, and then the German police and people at the factory were involved in trying to get it off the road.
Yeah.
So they're having to use shovels and stuff to try and get it off, and then they had to try and, because it was really cold, it all solidified.
Yeah.
It's an amazing picture, isn't it? You've just seen the picture.
I've just seen the picture online. It is...
It's
a
remarkable.
River of chocolate.
It is.
It's incredible.
It's remarkable.
It's remarkable. You know, this wasn't reported, but a guy next door to that factory, that was a medical center, and one German patient was told that he has diabetes and he has to stay off sweets. And as he comes out, he was flooded with chocolate.
Yeah,
he must think God just hates him.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Well, you could have put a boat on that and like rowed yourself through the river of chocolate. Amazing. But
amazing.
Yeah, it solidified because it was so cold. So they had to use the shovels and stuff. And then they had to use hot water and torches and stuff to try and melt the chocolate off the road.
They should have got like 10 fatties to just go for it, fatty.
Go for it, guys. Roll in it. Cover yourself in it. Chocolate wrestling could be a new thing.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Do you remember a while ago there was a story about a guy called Dan Saunders from Victoria, actually. He was working in a local pub at Wangaratta and he... Do you remember this story? It was really huge at the time that it came out. He basically used this ATM to withdraw some cash, and it didn't come up on his statement, and he just kept withdrawing cash.
It was unlimited.
It was unlimited cash, basically.
Why can't that happen to me?
I know, right? Do you remember? This was a great story. So he spent more than $1.6 million over about 4 months. He said it was a bit of a blur. At first, it was just buying some drinks for his friends and paying off some credit cards and whatnot. And
well, that's what happens. It's addictive.
Before he knew it, he's got a private jet to take him and a bunch of mates to a remote island in Asia for a weekend. Like, he just lived the high life. Why
not? I wouldn't feel guilty about that at all.
Well, he has come out and has just spoken to Today Tonight about it and said that he doesn't feel guilty about it at all. He said that he was fine with it.
Look, the banks have been stealing off people since their inception. So good on you, the guy from Wangaratta. And you live in Wangaratta. You must be miserable. It's you know, it's good that something has happened to you that's nice.
Yes.
You know.
But he said that, you know, he was transferring money from his credit card to his savings account and it spat out the card and said transaction cancelled. So you'd think, oh, well, it didn't work. Then he'd check the balance and the money was there.
Oh.
I mean, it's like a dream come true, isn't it? But I don't know. Does he have to pay it back? Has anyone found out whether he has to pay it back?
Well,
I think because it's a bank error, he doesn't have to.
Well, it's like that monopoly thing. Yeah. Bank error in your favour.
Exactly. Bank error in your favour. Now, the question I have is, when someone makes a mistake, like the bank did in this instance, or like, you know, when someone gives you too much change, something like that.
Too much change is different. Like if you, I know a guy.
Is that stealing though?
Look, I know a guy. This is quite serious. I'm not joking now. But a person I grew up with, I won't say a relative, a dodgy character, is worth like $100 million now. You know, he's a big businessman. And he went to Indonesia and he stole shoes off this poor girl who was selling shoes.
What?
Now she was selling shoes. So he bought the shoes and then while she wasn't looking, he put an extra pair in the box.
Why?
He's worth $100 million.
That's so bad.
So you're a scumbag.
Yeah.
But stealing from the bank, I'm very comfortable with that.
Okay, so you reckon stealing from the poor is bad, but stealing from the rich is okay?
I'm like the Egyptian Robin Hood.
Okay.
Little Robin Hood.
Is
with
that why you're wearing those tights?
That's right. I'm wearing the tights and I will steal, but I don't want to get that wrong, you know?
Well, seriously though, just as a question, is stealing $1 any different to stealing $1.6 million? Like they're both stealing. So.
Well, it depends. Who are you stealing from?
Okay. Well, what about you're at a shop and you buy some food, just a cafe or something, and you pay for it and they give you more change than they should?
Well,
Do you walk away?
Well, I never in my life counted the change. I just get the clump of money and I put them in my pocket and then walk off.
Right.
And
you wouldn't know whether they've over...
I've never counted change.
Widow, really has this happened to you?
I'm just thinking about what you're saying at the moment because the other day I went to a place where you buy alcohol. I won't mention the name of the business. And I bought some, cider. Yep. And it was meant to be $18, but it rung up as $8. And I didn't think about it. I was like, oh, cool, no worries, done. And walked away thinking it must be a special. But I don't think it was. I think it was just scanned incorrectly.
Oh.
Widow, if you lived in Saudi Arabia, you'd have one hand missing now.
No, but that's their
chop it off.
That's their problem. That's not mine.
So if it's their fault. If it's their fault, like the bank, like this place that you went to, if it's their fault, is it stealing?
No, I don't think it is. It's they've rung it up wrong.
See,
plus, this is a big chain. They're not going to miss out. You know what I mean? They'll get me again another time.
Yes,
so it's not that bad.
Well, they listen to the show. They're going to get you today.
Yeah.
They're going to come to your house.
I want to ask producer Al, right? So is it stealing if it's their mistake, the establishment, the bank, whatever?
I just had a thought. It happened to me, similar to Widow, but I'll leave that aside. I know someone who went to a petrol station and put petrol in the car, and somehow the operator stuffed it up in terms of the payment, and it was $30 or $40 short. It turned out the fuel station actually couldn't get onto the owner, so they had to report it as stolen to the police, and the police threatened the person, my friend, who got the petrol. So even though that the petrol station stuffed up, they were threatened with charges from the police unless they paid.
Wow.
So in that situation, it was actually theft, they stuffed up.
We're living in a dictatorship.
Interesting.
It's terrible. Look, what about if you find things that property before people actually lose them? Is that theft?
That's theft.
I'm glad we talked.
100% theft.
13, 27, 10. I'm really interested to hear your opinion on this one. So if it's somebody else's mistake, is it stealing? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit interested to see what the coast has to say
about
this.
What if it's a poor person selling you things? What
no,
if
no,
it's
no,
a,
no, I think, no, no, I think,
don't
I think,
confuse it up.
I think if you go to a shop, they scan something and it's scanned incorrectly and you don't fess up, is that stealing?
Is that stealing? Mark from East Gosford.
Hello, Mark from East Gosford.
Hello, Mark.
Good morning, guys. Now, with the big chains, if it scans up high and advertised price, they have to give it to you for free.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And 2 days ago, I went to the Empire Bay Tavern and bought a 4-pack of Jim Beam Black, and it scanned up at $27.90. And I told the lady that the tag said $20.30. She said, no, it's not, Huff and Puff. Come over. She gave it to me at $20.30, threw my change at me and took the ticket off.
Okay, so, yeah, it was advertised for less, so you got it for less. Well, that's a good one.
And I said, that's advertised. I wanted that price, and they give it to you. But she got a little bit upset and threw my change at me.
Yeah, well, that's, you know. Yeah,
don't worry about
that's
her.
That's her just being a grumpy pants. Thank you, Mark.
You should throw some, notes at her.
No. Alicia from Point Claire, what do you reckon? Is it stealing when it's somebody else's mistake?
Yeah, because I think if the mistake was the other way around, you'd be jumping up and down about it.
It's true.
But I think also with they have a sign up some of the supermarkets that if it scans at a higher price, at a lower price, they have to sell it to you for this price that it scans at.
Yeah, which is basically what Mark said.
Yeah, the lowest price of the two.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. Here's a question, Beck. So, Alicia, so if you're at the self service and something goes wrong with the machine and it spits out more cash than it should, do you take it?
I'd take it round to the service desk and say, "Hey, this is wrong," because I've worked in retail enough to know that if the tools don't balance, then quite often it's you that gets in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's great point.
And I actually did do that. I got some cash out at a call somewhere or other, it might have been Tasmania, I can't remember now.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted $20 cash out, she gave me a $50 note.
Yeah.
And I sort of walked away from the checkout and looked down at my hand and realised she'd given me the wrong one. So I went back and said, "You've given me the wrong change."
You're a good one, aren't you, Alicia? What a good egg you are.
Yes.
Hey, let's go to Beck and Yarramalong. Beck, we're talking about when mistakes are made. Do you fess up or do you keep the winnings, the money?
I'd keep the extra.
Good idea.
I think it's kind of instinctive to keep it, isn't it? You just sort of think, oh, that's life giving me a little, you know, a win.
Yeah. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some.
Yeah. Okay. So you reckon it all balances out in the end?
Yeah. And I think with Widow's situation with the cider, I probably would have gone back in and tried it again.
It scanned up at 8 instead of 18. You would have gone back and got a couple more.
Beck, we're going to send you to the Mariners, mate. Stay there. Great to have you on board this morning.
It's like when you find money on the road. Have you ever found money on the road? And then you go back to the same road, hoping that
there'll be
a bunch of.
We'll finish up with Warren from Wyoming. Warren, is it okay when someone makes a mistake, or do you to keep the money, or do you fess up?
No, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Masters hardware stores?
Yeah.
Well, I've worked out why they went broke.
Why?
Because we went in there one day to buy a rug for the, you know, rug for the dining room or whatever, lounge room.
Yep.
And it was, I think it was $430. Yep. So we've gone up to scan it and it scanned up as $30.
Oh.
Wow.
That's why they went broke.
So that's when my Masters went broke. That's a score. And you obviously didn't argue.
No, well, actually, because I couldn't get it to scan, so the lady come up and scanned it herself for me.
Oh, wow, so she did it as well. So if she's doing it and it's coming up as 30, I suppose you're just going, well, that's my win.
Yeah, so I reckon that's why they went broke, because it was probably happening to everybody.
Yes, when you talk to them, they say, was that rug that did it?
It was the rug. Warren, we're going to send you to the Red Hot Summers Tour.
Oh, thank you very much.
No worries at all, my friend. Okay, well, I think that was a pretty... That was a consensus, really. Most people are saying, yeah.
If it scans up wrong,
it's your win.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
So how do you feel about golf?
You know, some...
Four!
I don't get golf. I don't understand it. I don't like it. It slows my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, when they say, and coming up next, golf, they don't even get to the golf bit before I change the channel.
Okay.
So, coming up next,
Okay. Well, how do you feel about nudity?
I'm not comfortable with nudity. You know that. I've got a lot
you
of Christian
guilt. You are a bit
guilt.
Prudish. Yeah, you are.
Well, Christian guilt. I used to shower after the gym or after school, you know, like after PE, and I keep my undies on. I'm one of those guys.
And but did you end up having to put wet undies on under your school uniform?
Yes.
So how did that work out?
It worked out fine.
Did it?
Yeah.
So all the water seeping through your school shorts?
Yeah, it dried very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I dried it with my body heat. Well, and look, yes, I don't like golf either. I don't like Tiger Woods. I think he's an idiot. I feel like the only golf I want to practice is hitting him with a five iron and just in the back of the head. But they don't allow you to do
that. They don't.
You do that and they think you're crazy.
No, non-violence. Mm. Well, you're going to love this because up in the Northern Territory, not far from Darwin, a nudist group, they call themselves the Wandering Bears.
Oh, yeah. You've got to be careful being nude in Darwin because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And for the men especially, the equipment just falls to the ground.
Right, okay.
Just melts.
Probably too much information there.
Well, no, you know that happens, right?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why.
Well, there's a nudist colony which is run by Bruce and his wife, Julie.
Ah, Bruce.
The nudist colony is called the Brew Jewel Nudist Retreat.
Oh, good on you, Bruce.
That was creative, guys.
Yeah, get your gear off, darling.
Anyway.
We're going to make a business.
They actually, it took months to organise because they had to really lobby this local golf course, and the golf course weren't keen to start
They lobbied. Have you seen Bruce?
No, I haven't seen Bruce.
I wouldn't be keen either. put it back on, Bruce, for God's sake.
They lobbied the golf course, and eventually the golf course said, yeah, all right, we'll let you play naked golf.
Take your gear off.
So 30
Bring
nudists,
your clubs.
Yep. The Wandering Bears lobbed up to the golf course and had a few rounds.
Oh, yeah. And got a hole in one. you knew I was going to say that.
I knew it was going to happen.
You could see it coming
but
a mile away.
Do you want to know the best bit about this?
Yes.
The golf course is called Humpty Doo.
Humpty Doo. That's fantastic.
Go.
Good on you, Darwin. That's it's a great place. But I've seen a photo. Well, I haven't seen it because I refuse to see nudity because I'm, Coptic Orthodox, and that's bad. And
I
want to go to hell.
Yeah.
But you garden in the nude.
Well, I do celebrate Nude Gardening Day in the privacy of my own home in my backyard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about all the people around you with binoculars?
There's no one with binoculars.
Well, that's what you think.
There's no one with binoculars. Well, I did think my neighbour had her mum staying with her.
Oh, yeah.
And her mum was like quite elderly, and their house is up the hill from me, so they kind of
Good
can
view.
See into the backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did have to kind of time my run perfectly.
But that's dangerous though, like doing anything.
Yeah. Especially when you're pruning.
And you got cactus.
Mm, oh yeah, didn't think
cactus,
of that. I do have cactus.
Ooh,
yeah, okay.
It could be.
Probably not as dangerous though as nude golf. There's, you got to carry the bag around. You've got balls.
Yeah.
You've got clubs.
You got balls and you got to carry the bag around. You got that very right.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time to delve into the darkness of the criminal mind.
Well, normally we talk about dumb criminals in this instance, right? Mm-hmm. But I've got a story for you, which is actually, I don't think they're dumb. I mean, they got away with it, so
bankers?
They can't be that dumb.
Bankers? Politicians?
No.
Because they're criminals.
They are.
But they're smart criminals.
Yeah, they are. Well, these criminals were down near Melbourne in Victoria, about 70k east of Melbourne.
Yeah.
And there's a farm then in a place called Cockatoo that grows organic and Australian and Italian garlic. Now, for any garlic lovers out there, you know that buying Australian garlic is actually quite difficult sometimes. Most of it comes from Mexico or China. There's a lot of imported garlic.
I never thought so much about garlic as I have this morning.
Well, I like to buy Australian produce,
I know you
right?
Do, yeah.
So I always look for the Aussie garlic, but it's very hard to find sometimes.
Well, it's probably on holidays.
Well, tell you what, it's disappeared. These criminals worked in the night and actually stole an entire crop of garlic from
Aussie
this farm.
Garlic?
Aussie garlic.
So is that the rare one?
Yeah.
And
they stole 300 to 400 kilograms of garlic.
Oh, yeah.
They got away with it. They left, and this poor woman who farms garlic has got no garlic. They took all of the garlic.
She's garlicless.
She's garlicless.
And it's what is it? It's like they think it's a drug or something. They're probably going to sell it in the cross. Is it marijuana, cocaine, garlic? What?
Just open the jacket. Yeah, you want to buy some garlic?
It's very. Hey, it's Australian.
So the police have no idea
maybe
who these people are, where to find them.
Well, maybe they're not vampires.
Well, no. I think there's going to be a vampire apocalypse now with all that garlic on the streets.
Maybe.
But really, they should just follow the scent. Shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Scent.
The bad breath.
Yeah, I get
see what
you.
I did there?
No, I saw what you did. Yeah,
come on, guys.
I wish
I'm working up here.
A tough crowd, eh?
Good morning, yeah. Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Look, it's nice to see that you've had a shave. You went and visited a barber
yesterday. Fatso brownie and small nipples. For breakfast.
All right, let me talk to you. You went to the barber yesterday.
Yes,
you,
I did.
And you've had one of those blade shaves.
Yeah, blade
shaves.
Because
you had a bit of a beard going
on. Yes,
yes. So it's nice to see you clean
shaven. Sam was the guy who shaved me.
Nice.
Very, very good job, Sam
well,
did.
Well, you do get a bit of facial hair now and again. And I've been reading that 2018 really was the year of the beard. A lot of blokes were sporting beards this year.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
very fashionable. Bradley Cooper, Clooney, a lot of
Akmal Salih.
LeBron James had Akmal a beard Salih. Going on. Akmal Salih had a beard going
Clooney,
on.
Clooney, Bradley.
Akmal Salih. Look at the company you're in.
Hey, incredible. Right? Look at the company they're
Hello,
in.
Hello, ladies.
Look at the company they're in.
Oh, true. True.
Huh? Yeah.
But it's funny because I was flicking on Bumble yesterday, which is the dating app that I'm on, and I was showing someone here at work.
What were you showing?
I was just showing them how it worked, more or less, because they didn't know how it worked. So I was just flicking through and showing them. And I showed them a picture of a guy with a beard, and he said to me, no, he's got a beard. No, he looks shifty. Don't go. And I said, what do you mean? Like, beards are cool. Beards are fine.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you know, especially long beards.
You
shouldn't trust people with long beards.
You shouldn't.
Now, this is something that I heard a few years back, but I didn't. I thought it wasn't a thing still.
Well, look, this
is it a thing still?
Well, this is, there is one particular man who has a very long beard, and I don't trust him for a second.
Who?
Santa.
Oh, Santa.
He's always lying.
You've got to trust Santa.
Look, he's never delivered once. Not once.
Well, that's probably because you've been a bad boy.
Yes,
exactly.
Probably, I think it's called bogonophobia, or if you're bogonophobic.
Well, it's, not so much that you fear them. It's more that you think people are a little bit shifty. Because you sport a beard, widow.
It's a
Have
stubble.
You encountered... Yeah, yours yeah, isn't really
more,
a beard.
More of the homeless man look.
No, it's because if I shave, I look about 12.
Yeah, okay.
So I have a little bit of stubble.
But have you ever had anyone say, oh, you shouldn't have a beard, it looks a bit shifty?
No. Well, it's probably because when I do try and grow one, it looks really wrong.
Okay.
Like it's not very full, so I look a bit wrong.
I would love to ask on 13, 27, 10, and we do have some Singo's hams to give away. We've got some Aqua Splash tickets for the Gosford Waterfront.
Oh,
I want to know, is there anyone that still sort of mistrusts people with a beard? Is this still a thing?
Yes.
Because I didn't think it was, but yesterday I was really surprised that here at work somebody said that.
Well, you know, look at the all the great people who had beards. Osama bin Laden.
Oh, God.
Khaled Sheikh Mohammed.
Okay, great.
You know, all of
the big Hussein, terrorists.
Saddam Hussein.
I want to know, do you mistrust someone with a beard? Is this still something that's going
and
on?
We're not talking about Muslims.
No. I'm just talking in general. If you meet someone.
13, 27, 10, call right now. We do have some hams. You can enjoy your festive feed like no other with Singo's Butchery, Erina, West Gosford, and San Remo.
Mac from Wyoming, do you mistrust people with beards?
Hell no. Not at all. You know, look, you gotta love a person with a beard. They're a patient person. They're particular about things. You know,
really?
See, I know these things because I have a beard.
Yeah, okay. I do like the idea that someone with a beard is patient because obviously you have to wait for it to grow. So nice one, Macca. Thank you for
you look good logic there.
Yeah. Thank you, Deb from your minor.
Hello, Deb from your minor.
Good morning. My grandmother instilled this in our head. What grows wild around your arse, you shouldn't cultivate around your face. What are you hiding?
And I
still remember that.
Oh, Deb, that is fantastic. So do you mistrust people with a beard?
Some look a bit shady, but I'm thinking I can hear my grandmother in the back of my head.
Yes. You can just see your grandmother shaving in the mirror there.
That is so funny. That is great, Deb. Thank you for the call this morning.
Now, do you know the band The Beards?
Yes.
The Beards are a band who write songs only about beards. One of their songs is, if your dad doesn't have a beard, then you've got two mums.
Let's go to Simon in Terrigal. What do you reckon about people with beards? A bit fishy?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, you got
so
one.
Did you hear this, though? This is like an old wives' tale, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know, but I've recently just shaved my beard off.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I get treated no differently with or without a beard.
Really?
But I have a lot of tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And regardless if I have a beard or not, those tattoos create a stigma still, you know?
Not as much of a stigma as they used to have, but...
That's true now that everyone's got ink. Let's finish with Leanne in Mannering Park. Leanne, do you mistrust people with beards?
No, not really. My son, he's just... he's grown one. He had a knee injury for the last 8 weeks and been home, so he decided that he'd... grow his beard, like when he'd grow a beard, he wouldn't have a shave.
Right. Okay. So, let me ask you something, Leanne. Would you trust someone with a beard if his name was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
Oh, stop it.
No.
Leanne, we're going to send you to Singo's. You've got a Christmas ham coming your way.
Oh, excellent. Thanks, guys. You have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
Hey, we're suddenly talking beards on the show, and Kerry from Killarney Vale's given us a call with a beard story. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. What's Kerry. Your beard story?
So my son's best friend has always had this really bushy beard, wears dark clothes and a backpack, and I was at Wyong Shopping Centre, and I've seen this guy sign on, and I've gone, oh, my God, it's Jared. So I've gone up, thrown my arms around this guy, given him a big kiss on the cheek and said, hi, honey, what are you doing up here? And then I just stepped back and looked and went, oh, my God, you're not Jared.
When all beards right. get you into trouble.
And I said, I am so sorry, but this is going to sound really weird, but can I please take your photo and send it to my son because you've got a twin in the world.
And did he let you?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, so not only did you hug a stranger and kiss a stranger, but you took a stranger's photo as well, Kerry.
Photo as well.
Yeah. He's probably terrified.
Oh, that is too funny. Thanks for the call, mate.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Hello.
Oh, it is time for us to get out of here. Great show. Lots of laughs. Thanks for joining us. If you missed some of the earlier stuff, you can go back and catch up.
I didn't miss any of it.
No, you were here for the whole thing.
Absolutely. I'm not always.
Mostly. Yeah. If you missed out, you can catch up at 2gofm.com.au. Have a fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO, or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.